Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Train short, test long. Attention with linear biases enables input length extrapolation. Authored 2021 by Ophir Press, Noah A. Smith, Mike Lewis. Abstract. Since the introduction of the transformer model by Vaswani et al. 2017, a fundamental question remains open. How to achieve extrapolation at inference time to longer sequences than seen during training? We first show that extrapolation can be improved by changing the position representation method, though we find that existing proposals do not allow efficient extrapolation. We introduce a simple and efficient method, attention with linear biases, alibi, that allows for extrapolation. Alibi does not add positional embeddings to the word embeddings. Instead, it biases the query key attention scores with a term that is proportional to their distance. We show that this method allows training a 1.3 billion parameter model on input sequences of length 10^24 that extrapolates to input sequences of length 20^48, achieving the same perplexity as a sinusoidal position embedding model trained on inputs of length 20^48, 11% faster and using 11% less memory. Alibi's inductive bias towards recency allows it to outperform multiple strong position methods on the Wikitext 103 benchmark. Finally, we provide analysis of Alibi to understand why it leads to better performance. 1. Introduction. When constructing a modern, large-scale, transformer-based language model, a major design decision is the length of training sequences, which up to now has been also equivalent to the length of inference sequences, denoted L throughout this paper. More context, achieved by larger L, enables better predictions at inference time. But longer sequences are more expensive to train. 2. Before transformers, RNN language models were trained on shorter L sequences and assumed to generalize to longer contexts at inference time. Mikhailov et al. 2010. Mikhailov and Zweig, 2012. Zaremba et al. 2014. Vaswani et al. 2017. Introducing the transformer, speculated that it may extrapolate to sequence lengths longer than the ones encountered during training. We define extrapolation as the ability of the model to continue to perform well as the number of input tokens during validation increases beyond the number of tokens the model was trained on. We find that transformer LMs that use sinusoidal position embeddings have very weak extrapolation abilities. See Figure 1. We demonstrate that this failure to extrapolate is caused by the position embedding method. As seen in Figure 1, recent alternatives to the original sinusoidal position method, Su et al. 2021, Raffel et al. 2020, have improved extrapolation. The better of these, the bias used in T5, is at least twice as slow as the sinusoidal approach and uses extra memory and parameters, Figure 2. We introduce attention with linear biases, alibi, which efficiently enables extrapolation. Compared to a sinusoidal model trained on the same input length, our method does not require additional one runtime or parameters and incurs only a negligible 0-0.7% memory increase. Alibi can be implemented by changing only a few lines of existing transformer code. Using Alibi, a transformer LM can be trained on short L sequences, and therefore at much lower cost, and still reliably applied to long texts at runtime. For example, a 1.3 billion parameter LM trained on L10^24 tokens with Alibi achieves the same perplexity as a sinusoidal model trained on L equals 20^48, when both are tested on 20^48, even though our model is 11% faster and uses 11% less memory. While performance peaks at around 2 times the number of tokens that the model was trained on, Alibi is still able to maintain strong performance even on sequences of length 10,000. In recently explored settings where NLP training examples are given as context to a LM, Brown et al. 2020, our approach allows exposure to more examples. Additionally, it allows for generation of longer outputs. We also investigate why Alibi works so effectively. In $5, we find that Alibi's improved performance is largely explained by its better avoidance of the early token curse. This suggests that future work building on Alibi might achieve further gains by better exploiting longer histories. Equals two existing approaches don't efficiently extrapolate. We show for the first time that, while the sinusoidal position method technically should be able to extrapolate, in practice it has very limited extrapolation capabilities. We observe that the rotary position method improves over the sinusoidal method, but still does not achieve satisfying results. Keeping everything else constant, we then observe for the first time that the T5 bias position method extrapolates better than either of these, leading to the conclusion that extrapolation ability depends heavily on the position embedding. Unfortunately, this method is computationally costly. Figure 2. Background and experimental setup. 2.1. A transformer language model receives a list of tokens and outputs a probability distribution representing its prediction for the next token. We call the input list the current input subsequence, since typically the inputs to language models are subsequences from much longer training or evaluation sequences. During both training and perplexity evaluation, i.e., scoring a fixed sequence, many predictions can be calculated at once, using a causal mask that ensures each position's prediction is only influenced by tokens to its left. Let L be the length of each input subsequence during training. It includes L predictions which on average have access to L71 tokens of left context. To explore the extrapolation abilities of a model, we are interested in cases where sequences of length L valid greater than L2 are considered at evaluation time. In cases where L is different during inference than what it was during training, we use L to refer to the length of subsequences used during training, and we use L valid to refer to the length of subsequences used at validation. Non-overlapping inference: to train on or evaluate a sequence longer than L tokens, it is typical to segment the sequence into L length subsequences and train on or evaluate them independently. Unless otherwise stated, we use non-overlapping inference in reporting perplexity scores. Extrapolation during inference: formally, the functions that define a transformer layer are agnostic about the input length. 3. They map from some arbitrary, unfixed number of input vectors to the same number of output vectors. When transformers are applied to data that is inherently sequential, like text, positional information is injected into the inputs in various ways. Vaswani et al. 2017 discussed two options for embedding positions into vectors to be added to word embeddings: learning embeddings for specific positions and unlearned sinusoidal embeddings. They observed similar performance between these two, but preferred the sinusoidal approach, which they argued might extrapolate to longer input sequences during inference. We find that this model cannot extrapolate to more than a few dozen tokens beyond L.4 experimental setup. We first test the extrapolation abilities of various position methods on the Wikitext 103 corpus, Meriti et al. 2016, using the transformer language model of Baevsky and Auli, 2018. We use this model because of its prominent role in recent language modeling developments, Kondal-Wall et al. 2020, Press et al. 2021. The training set is about 103 million tokens from English Wikipedia, half a gigabyte. The model has 16 transformer layers of dimension 1024, with 8 heads, and a feed-forward inner dimension of 4096. This model ties the word embedding and softmax matrices, Press and Wolf, 2017, Inan et al., 2017. In our experiments, other than varying the position method and training subsequence length, we modify no other hyperparameters, including the random seed and number of training epochs, 205. 2.2. Sinusoidal position embeddings. Sinusoidal position embeddings, Vaswani et al., 2017, $3.50, are constant non-learned vectors that are added to token embeddings on input to the first layer of the transformer. They are frequently used in transformer language modeling, Baevsky and Auli, 2018, Lewis et al., 2021, and machine translation, Vaswani et al., 2017, Ott et al., 2018, models. First, we take the unmodified model 3 of Baevsky and Auli, 2018, which uses sinusoidal position embeddings, and after training it on L512 tokens, we run inference with it on the validation set on L plus K tokens, for K ranging from 0 to 15,000. Figure 1, left, and the corresponding table 2, in the appendix, show that while the model is able to improve perplexity up to K equals 20, performance stops improving and stays steady from k equals 20 to k equals 50, and then starts degrading. Similar results are obtained for a model trained with L equals 1024 tokens, figure 1 right, and table 3 in the appendix. That model is able to improve for up to L valid equals L plus 50 tokens, and then performance starts degrading. 2.3. Rotary position embeddings. The rotary position method was introduced by Su et al. 2021. And has recently been popularized by the open-source GPT-3, Brown et al., 2020, implementation GPT-J, Wang and Komatsuzaki, 2021. Instead of adding sinusoidal embeddings at the bottom of the transformer network, they multiply the keys and queries of every attention layer by sinusoidal embeddings. Note that, as opposed to the sinusoidal or learned positional embedding approach, the rotary method injects position information into the model at every layer, and not just at the initial one. In addition, it does not add any position information to the values of the self-attention sublayer. the output of a self-attention sublayer is a linearly transformed, weighted sum of the input value vectors, and so by not inserting position information into the values, the outputs of each transformer layer do not have any explicit position information in them. We suspect that this segregation of position information may be beneficial for extrapolation, and we draw inspiration from it in the design of our method, 83. We apply the rotary position embedding method to our Baevsky and Auli baseline. The perplexity results, figure 1, and tables 2 and 3 in the appendix, are better than the sinusoidal approach as the model with L equals 512, L1024, is able to improve perplexity with up to K equals 200, K100, additional tokens than it saw during training. But this comes at the cost of slower training and inference, figure 2. Equals 2.4. T5 bias. While most models use trained or sinusoidal position embeddings, the T5 model of Raffel et al. 2020 uses a relative position method, Shaw et al. 2018, Huang et al. 2019, that does not add any kind of position information to the word embeddings, as in the previous method, but instead modifies the way attention values are computed. We refer to this method as the T5 bias. In the unmodified transformer, to compute attention values, we compute the dot product of every query with every relevant key and then softmax these raw attention values. In the T5 bias method, we compute the attention values as before, but then we add a learned, shared, bias to each query key score that is dependent on just the distance between the query and key. So all query key scores where the query and key distance is zero, i.e. the query and key represent the same token, get a specific bias. All scores where the query and key are one word away get a different bias, and so on, up to a certain point, from where multiple different distances share the same bias, which might be beneficial for extrapolation. Note that as in the rotary method, the T5 bias injects position information into the model at every layer, and does not integrate any explicit position information into the self-attention value vectors. Raffel et al. 2020 proposed that the T5 bias may allow extrapolation, but they did not report experiments testing this property. Here we show that the T5 bias method does indeed allow language models to extrapolate. We do this by again modifying the Baevsky and Auli model, this time to insert the T5 bias into it. 0.64 as figure 1 shows, the T5 bias is able to improve perplexity with longer sequences than the ones it was trained on by K equals 600, K equals 800, extra tokens for a model trained on L512, L equals 1024, input tokens. Unfortunately, this impressive performance comes at a cost. Batch training is at least twice as slow as the sinusoidal model. Therefore, this model's extrapolation ability does not actually help in practice. For example, if we wanted to do inference on 1024 tokens, we could either train the sinusoidal model with L equals 1024 or train the T5 bias model on L equals 512 tokens and extrapolate to 1024 for inference. But the L equals 1024 sinusoidal model runs at 28.5k words per second, WPS, while the L equals 512 T5 bias model runs at 14.4 kWPS, appendix table 1. So there isn't actually a benefit to training on shorter sequences with the T5 bias method. Attention with linear biases, Alibi, 3 in the transformer model of Vaswani et al. 2017, position embeddings are added to the word embeddings at the bottom of the network. For an input subsequence of length L, the attention sublayer computes the attention scores for the ith query chi rixt, 1 cis L, in each head, given the first I keys K rixt, where D is the head dimension, softmax, Q, KT. These attention scores are then multiplied by the values to return the output of the attention sublayer. When using Alibi, we do not add position embeddings at any point in the network. The only modification we apply is that after the query key dot product, we add a static, non-learned bias, softmax, Q, KT plus M, 0, minus 1, minus 2, I1. Where scalar m is a head-specific slope fixed before training. Figure 3 offers a visualization. For our models that have 8 heads, the slopes that we used are the geometric sequence that starts at I and multiplies each element by I to compute the next element. 1, 2. For models that require 16 heads, we interpolate those 8 slopes by geometrically averaging every consecutive pair, resulting in the geometric sequence that starts at 7 and has the ratio of Tz, 205, 21, 21, 21.5, 26. 2. Log 2n plus 3. In general, for n heads, our set of slopes is the geometric sequence that starts at 2 and uses that same value as its ratio. In $4, we observe that this set of slopes works on a wide variety of text domains and model sizes, and so we do not believe that these slope values should be tuned every time a new model is trained on a new dataset. This makes our method similar to the sinusoidal approach, where the hyperparameters, the start and end of the geometric progression of wavelengths, were set once by Vaswani et al. 2017, and then reused in different models of different sizes on different datasets. 28. 5 Alibi has an inductive bias towards recency, by penalizing attention scores between distant query key pairs, with the penalty increasing as the distance between a key and a query grows. The different heads increase their penalties at different rates, depending on the slope magnitude. We initially experimented with making the slopes trainable, but this did not lead to strong extrapolation results. A brief manual exploration of around 10 slope sets led us to discover the set of slopes that we finally picked. Our main insight from this exploration is that the slope sets that work best ones in which the slopes are in the 0, 1 range, with the density of the slopes increasing as we get closer to 0. During that exploration, we found our method to be robust to slope choice. Even randomly sampling from the exponential distribution could work well in some cases, although that method had high variance. Note that our alibi method is a relative position method, and like both the T5 bias and the rotary method, we add position information at every layer to the keys and queries but not to the values. We hypothesize that these properties might be beneficial for extrapolation. Implementation alibi is easy to implement, with all of the changes accomplished in a few lines of code. We implement it by adding the linear biases to the mask matrix. In practice, when training a transformer language model, query chi attends only to keys 1 to I, and that is implemented by adding a mask matrix to the query key dot product before the softmax operation is applied. This means that there is no runtime penalty when using our method, since we do not add any operations to the network, we only modify the mask that is added to the attention scores in every attention sublayer. Compared to the sinusoidal model trained on the same input lengths, there is a memory increase, up to 100 megabytes in some of our experiments, when using alibi, since in the unmodified transformer the mask is of size LXL, but when using alibi the mask is slightly larger, at NXLXL, where N is the number of heads, since the linear biases added for each head must use a different slope. But, as we show, alibi allows for training on much smaller sequences while still achieving, and sometimes surpassing, results obtained using sinusoidal embeddings on longer sequences, and this saves multiple gigabytes of memory. 4. Results. We first present results on Wikitext 103, showing that our alibi method is efficient and allows for training models with short input subsequences that outperform strong baselines even when extrapolating to more than 6 times the number of tokens that they were trained on. We then take the same hyperparameters for our method, the set of slopes, that worked on Wikitext 103 and show that without any modification they provide strong results on a dataset in a very different domain than Wikitext 103, books. Finally, we show that a 1.3B parameter model trained on a much larger, 461 gigabytes, dataset, using much more compute, with our alibi method provides a superior alternative to the sinusoidal method, as it achieves similar perplexity scores while using significantly less memory. While multiple alternatives to the position methods presented in Vaswani et al. 2017 have been proposed, few have been adopted in large, 1B or more parameters, language models, as that setting is much more challenging than the smaller-scale experiments. GPT-3 and Jurassic 1, Lieber et al. 2021, use the learned position embedding method from Vaswani et al., and GPT-J uses the rotary method. Our results on the 1.3B parameter model show our method's ability to generalize to greater models, dataset size and training duration, without retuning the hyperparameters. 4.1. Results on Wikitext 103. We first develop our method on the Wikitext 103 corpus, Meriti et al. 2016, replacing the sinusoidal position embeddings in the language model of Baevsky and Auli, 2018, with alibi. Figure 4, and the corresponding Table 5 in the appendix, show our results, for models trained with varying numbers of input subsequence tokens, L, extrapolating to longer subsequence lengths on the validation dataset. The first observation is that, without extrapolation, for every L, our models beat the ones that use the sinusoidal method, sometimes by a significant amount. For example, the 6 Baevsky and Auli model achieves 18.67 plus 0.24 STD. Dev. Perplexity when trained with L equals 3072 input tokens, but our L equals 3072 model achieves 17.60 perplexity, when both models evaluate with L-valid equals 3072. The second observation is that all of our models are able to extrapolate and they manage to obtain improved perplexity scores when handling more tokens than they observed during training. For example, our model trained on 512 tokens, which achieves 19.73 perplexity when evaluating subsequences of length 512 in the development set, is able to achieve a perplexity score of 18.40 on the development set when extrapolating to subsequences of length 3072. Surprisingly, this beats the score that the L3072 sinusoidal model obtains on the development set, by a statistically significant margin. Note that all our models trained on L equals 512 to L equals 2048 are able to beat the sinusoidal baseline trained on L equals 3072 when extrapolating to L-valid equals 3072, even though all of those models take much less time to train since they train on shorter subsequences. The L equals 512 model is 1.84 times faster to train, and yet it still beats the L equals 3072 when extrapolating to L-valid 3072. In addition, training the L equals 3072 sinusoidal model requires a GPU with more than 16 GB of memory to fit the large attention matrices, but our L equals 512 beats its performance even though it can be trained on a GPU with much less memory, due to the much smaller attention matrices. Additionally, Table 5, in the appendix, also shows that, for L of 1024 and 3072, our method performs better than the rotary and T5 bias models, even when L-valid L figure 1, and the corresponding appendix tables 2 and 3, contain a wider exploration of our method against the other position methods. They show that while the T5 bias, the best of the baselines, is able to improve perplexity until L-valid is around 2L, on the Wikitext 103 dataset our method continually improves perplexity until at least around 3L, with the L equals 512 model being able to improve perplexity even when L-valid is more than 12K tokens. Even when not being able to improve perplexity given longer sequences, Alibi always maintains strong performance as more tokens are added. Figure 5 is a cross-section of Figure 4, showing our models with different train lengths in the sinusoidal baseline, all evaluated on L-valid equals 3072 tokens. It shows that all of our models with 512 L less than 3072 were faster to train than the sinusoidal model with L equals 3072, but they all beat its perplexity score on the validation set. Our model with L equals 3072 trains just as fast as the sinusoidal one but beats its score by more than one perplexity point. The standard deviation for the sinusoidal model with L equals 3072 is 0.24. Appendix Table 6 shows that our results on the validation set also transfer to the test set of Wikitext 103. Equals currently, almost all other models that present results on Wikitext 103 use sliding window evaluation, defined in $5, to compute perplexities. We apply that method to our models, and to our sinusoidal, rotary and T5 bias baselines, in Appendix Table 7 and find that our L equals 3072 model equals 7 surpasses the performance of Transformer XL, Dai et al. 2019, The Sandwich, Press et al. 2020, and Shortformer, Press et al. 2021, models. Our results are similar to the ones obtained with staged training, Press et al. 2021, but are behind the results obtained by the routing transformer Roy et al. 2020, and the KNNLM Kondalwal et al. 2020. The methods used in those models are orthogonal to ours, and we hypothesize that combining them with our might lead to an even bigger performance increase. 4.2. Results on the Toronto Book Corpus. To ensure that our results aren't particular to the Wikitext 103 corpus, we next apply our model and the baselines to a different domain, while using a similar model architecture and the same alibi slopes as the ones used in the previous subsection. We emphasize that our set of slopes was chosen by running experiments on the Wikitext 103 corpus, and in this section we will take that set of slopes that we picked and apply it to a model trained on a very different text domain. Throughout the entire process of developing this method, we only ran one set of experiments on this domain, using the set of slopes we previously picked. Specifically, we use the Toronto Books Corpus, Zhu et al. 2015, which has previously been used to train BERT, Devlin et al. 2019, in addition to English Wikipedia. The corpus is about 700M tokens, 2.9 GB. We use the same train, validation, test split as Kondalwal et al. 2020, as well as their tokenization, which uses BERT's vocabulary of 29K byte pair encodings. Since the vocabulary is much smaller than Wikitext 103's, we replace the adaptive word embedding in softmax of Bayevsky and Auli, 2018, with a tied word embedding in softmax matrix, Press and Wolf, 2017, Innan et al., 2017. Our results in Figure 6, and Table 8 in the appendix, replicate our success on the Wikitext 103 dataset. Our model is able to beat the sinusoidal baseline when trained on the same amount of input tokens, L, and in addition, our model is able to extrapolate to longer sequences at inference. This occurs even though our set of slopes was not tuned on this dataset. This shows the generality of alibi in the particular set of slopes we found, and hints that they may be used on different text domains without further hyperparameter tuning. Appendix tables 9 and 10 present the perplexities for our alibi models, the baselines, and the current state of the art on the Toronto Book Corpus validation and test sets. Our results here mirror our results on Wikitext 103. We improve over the sinusoidal baseline, even when trained on less tokens. 8.4.3. Results on the CC100 plus ROBERTA corpus. Our final set of experiments investigates whether alibi transfers to a bigger model trained with a bigger computational budget on a bigger dataset than the ones we have previously trained on. We show that our method achieves strong results in this more challenging setting, obtaining similar performance to the sinusoidal baseline while using significantly less memory, since we train on shorter subsequences. The dataset we choose is a combination of the datasets used to train the Roberta, Liu et al. 2019, implementation of BERT, Devlin et al. 2019, and the English part of the CC100 corpus introduced in Kanoa et al. 2020, for a total of 461 GB. The Roberta training corpus is 161 GB, the Toronto Book Corpus, Zhu et al. 2015, English Wikipedia, CC News, Nagel, 2016, Open Web Text, Gokaslin and Cohen, 2019, and Stories, Trin and Le, 2018, and the English part of the CC100 corpus is 300 GB. The validation set contains 649 Kelvin tokens. Our models for this dataset have 25 transformer layers with 16 heads and a dimension of 2048, with the hidden dimension of the feedforward sublayers being 8192. These models have 1.3B parameters. We train our models for one epoch, which is 50K updates on 128 volts 100 GPUs. 9 in figure 7, left, we compare the validation perplexity for LVALID 1024 throughout the training process for a model trained with our alibi method on L equals 512 compared to the sinusoidal baseline trained with L equals 1024. Since our model is trained on much shorter sequences, it is 7% faster and uses 1.6 GB less memory. We halt training of the sinusoidal baseline when our model reaches the end of its training, one epoch. At the end of training, our model is just 0.06 perplexity away from the baseline, even though it was trained on sequences that are half the length of the ones the baseline was trained on, and used less memory. In figure 7, right, the results are even better, showing that our model trained on L equals 1024 is able to beat by 0.09 perplexity the sinusoidal model trained on L equals 2048, when evaluating with LVALID equals 2048, even though our model uses 3.1 GB less memory. As figure 7, right, shows, it maintains a lead in perplexity over the sinusoidal model during the entire training process. By sampling 5 evenly distributed points across the training process, we compute that our L equals 1024 model reaches a given perplexity value, on average, 11% faster than the sinusoidal model does. Since our models in these comparisons use much less memory, they allow for stacking more layers, which would further improve performance, with negligible, if any, runtime cost. To keep our experiments as straightforward as possible, we do not add layers to our models. Appendix Table 12 has additional results comparing our models to the sinusoidal baseline when both are trained on the same L, showing that alibi performs similarly to the sinusoidal baseline when not extrapolating. This is in contrast to the results presented on the smaller datasets, where alibi consistently outperformed other position methods, even when not extrapolating. This hints that alibi's inductive bias provides additional benefits for lower resource language modeling. Figure 8 shows that our models trained on L512 and L equals 1024 are able to achieve the best results when extrapolating to about double the tokens that they were trained on. Specifically, the L equals 512 model, that obtains 9.79 perplexity when LVALID equals 512, achieves its best score, 9.3, when extrapolating to 1012 tokens, and the L equals 1024 model, that obtains 9.16 perplexity when LVALID 1024, achieves its best score, 8.9, when extrapolating to 2024 tokens. One possible explanation is that during training the subsequences the model observes are up to L tokens long. When performing inference on subsequences of length 2L, half of the subsequences the model consumes are as long as the examples seen during training. When inference is performed on subsequences of length 2L plus 1 or longer, less than half of the predictions the model makes are on subsequences of length seen during training, and that might hurt performance. Note that the sinusoidal model cannot extrapolate at all in this setting, with performance degrading for both the L equals 512 and 1024 models as soon as one token more than L is added during evaluation. 10.5. Analysis. 5.1. Defining sliding window evaluation in the early token curse sliding window inference is mentioned in section 2. Non-overlapping inference is commonly used to evaluate sequences longer than L, number of tokens in each training subsequence. An alternative to that is to use a sliding window during evaluation, Baevsky and Auli, 2018. A stride S is picked between 1 and L1 and the window is advanced by S tokens after each forward pass. This means that LS tokens from the previous subsequence are re-encoded, and only S new tokens are outputted. The advantage is that all outputs in each subsequence after the first have at least LS previous tokens to condition on. However, since tokens must be re-encoded multiple times, this approach is much slower than the non-overlapping one. When S equals 1, we output one token every inference pass, each using the maximal context window that the model can handle, but this is the slowest approach. Figure 9 is a visualization of the non-overlapping and sliding window evaluation approaches. We use sliding window inference as a tool to analyze our models, but note that it is normally prohibitively slow in practice, Press et al. 2021. Early token curse splitting an evaluation set into subsequences means that predictions that occur early on in each subsequence will not have access to many previous context tokens, which appeared at the end of the previous subsequence. The result, referred to as the early token curse, Press et al. 2021, is an increase, i.e., degradation, to perplexity scores. A workaround is to evaluate the model using a sliding window, giving each prediction more context. This solution is slow since it requires many more forward passes of the model. 5.2. Extrapolation reduces the early token curse. We have presented results showing that our alibi method, and, to a lesser extent, the T5 bias, allow language models to extrapolate during inference. There could be two reasons these methods enable language models to achieve better perplexity given longer input subsequences. 1. Performance improves because the models are able to use longer contexts to make more accurate predictions. For example, the average article length in the Wikitext 103 corpus is about 3,600 tokens, and so if a model trained on L equals 512 tokens extrapolates to LValid equals 3,072 tokens during inference and achieves better results, that might be because the model is able to spot patterns occurring across more than 512 tokens. 2. Performance improves because longer input sequences mean the early token curse is reduced. For example, during non-overlapping evaluation on sequences of length LValid 1000, 10% of predictions have 100 tokens of context or less. If we take that model and run 11 non-overlapping evaluation again, with LValid 2000 tokens, now only 5% of predictions have 100 tokens of context or less. So by simply being able to handle longer sequences, a model can greatly reduce the early token curse and achieve better performance. To better understand what might be occurring, we re-evaluate the development set of Wikitext 103 with our models, and the sinusoidal baseline, with L equals 512, 1024, 3072, but this time we use sliding window evaluation, with a stride of S equals 1, meaning that we move the sliding window just one token after every inference pass, making each prediction with the maximal number of context tokens that the model can use. The results are shown in Figure 10 and in the corresponding appendix tables 13, sinusoidal, and 14, alibi. For the sinusoidal model, as in $2, increasing LValid leads to an explosion in perplexity, even when using sliding window evaluation. Our alibi models are not able to improve perplexity when looking at longer sequences in this setting, but manage to keep perplexity flat when LValid is increased. This leads us to believe that our perplexity improvement when increasing LValid and using non-overlapping evaluation is caused by explanation 2, and not by explanation 1. This is because sliding window evaluation provides long context windows for every prediction made, and that curtails the early token curse. In this setting, alibi's performance remains flat when LValid increases, leading us to hypothesize that the gains seen while increasing LValid in $4 were the result of larger LValid values mitigating the early token curse. Our alibi results mirror what occurs in the model that uses the T5 bias. When using sliding window evaluation, perplexity remains relatively flat when evaluating longer sequences, see Appendix Table 15. This analysis reveals that when L valid greater than L, alibi might not be using contexts longer than the ones it was trained on, and this points to a research direction which could be pursued in future work. These findings do not lessen the value of alibi. When L valid equals L, alibi achieves either superior or similar results to the sinusoidal method and other alternatives, even though it is simpler and does not require any learned parameters. When evaluating LValid greater than L tokens, even if it turns out that Alibi doesn't attend to more than L tokens, it leads to better results than the other alternatives that can be equals 10-12 used in this case, with standard non-overlapping inference, which is cheap, but doesn't perform as well, and with a more accurate sliding window approach, which is very slow. 6. Related work. In parallel with our work, Wemberg and Henter, 2021, introduce a relative position embedding that, like our method, adds a bias to the attention scores that is a function of the distance between the key and query elements. Unlike our Alibi method, which uses a non-learned linear function, their method uses a radial basis function, with multiple trainable parameters, which in our experiments led to a slight decrease in runtime. In addition, they present experiments on text classification, and not on language modeling. They do not explore extrapolation. Recently, the distance-aware transformer, Wu et al., 2021, was introduced. This transformer multiplies attention scores by a bias that is a function of the distance between the key and query elements. This function uses a different, learned parameter in every head. They only show results on text classification. In our experiments, not presented, multiplying the attention scores by the bias, instead of adding, as in Alibi, led to degraded performance. Transformer XL, Dai et al., 2019, presented a language model that uses a cache and can attend to more tokens during inference than it was trained on, by increasing the length of the cache, but they only present results where the output length is limited to the L, the training length, and their relative position method is very slow, Press et al. 2021, the longformer, Beltegi et al. 2020, presented a method for adapting models trained on shorter sequences to document level tasks, but in order to achieve this they had to partially train their models on longer sequences. Our Alibi method enables extrapolation without any additional training on longer sequences. Conclusion. 7. We showed that the popular sinusoidal position embedding approach does not enable transformers to extrapolate to inputs longer than the ones they observed during training. We then showed that extrapolation in transformers can be enabled by changing the position method for one that allows for extrapolation. We showed that our Alibi method is an extremely simple replacement for existing position approaches that allow models to extrapolate. In addition, when not extrapolating, our method achieves either better perplexity than the sinusoidal method, in models smaller than 1B parameters, trained on less data, or similar perplexity, in larger, billion-parameter models trained on much more data. Our method is simple to implement and does not slow down runtime or require extra parameters, but does sometimes require a negligible amount of extra memory. We show that using our method can speed up the training of a 1.3 billion parameter model evaluated on the same input sequence length as GPT-3, 2048. Acknowledgements. We thank Tim Detmers, Gabriel Ilharko, Jungo Kasai, Hao Peng, Sewin Min, Sam Schleifer, Luke Zettlemoyer, Julian Michael, Nikolaus Pappas, and Yijong Wang for their valuable feedback and fruitful discussions 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21. 2223. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.